The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor a secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back, everybody. As a society drifts further and further from God, it doesn't drift further and further from a theological idea. God exists. It doesn't drift further and further from a theological idea. As a society drifts further and further from God, it drifts rather from a lived awareness of who God is. So if I believe in God, that has enormous consequences all throughout my day, every minute of every day, if I really believe. If I believe in God, I believe that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-loving. There's not a minute of my day or night that's not marked by that. Now, if I don't believe in God, none of that's present. There's no providence. There's no plan. In other words, if I don't believe in God, I'm on my own. And that has a lot of consequences across our life, too. To begin with, your life, in such understanding, is not particularly valuable. You're not much more valuable than a sparrow. Perhaps you're $1.98 in cheap chemicals. I heard a debate recently from a West Coast university that I will not name. They were protesting animal research. And somebody says, isn't it better that a rat dies than that a child dies? And they said, no, it's not. And the man pressed them further and said, what if you had a house infested with cockroaches? Would you kill the cockroaches or leave them in your house? They would leave them in our house. Their life is just as valuable as mine. From bad ideas comes even more bad ideas. One of the consequences of a lack of belief in God is fear. It's a dangerous world out there. None of it's under your control. It's like, as I've already mentioned, one of the consequences of a society that doesn't believe in God is an increasingly authoritarian government to protect us from all the dangers and all the things that we're afraid of. Now, you believe in God or you wouldn't be here, right? You didn't show up at church on a Saturday morning just for the giggles of it, right? You believe in God or you wouldn't be here. Question for you today. How much do you believe in God? 50%? 60%? 80%? How much do you believe in God? I'll help you answer the question. One of the ways you can tell how deeply you believe in God is how deeply you live in fear. Now, the apostles are afraid here in this gospel. Up until this point, Jesus has been teaching, Jesus has been preaching. Now he's sending them out to go teach and preach, and they are scared to death. But it's not the teaching that they're afraid of. They're afraid of martyrdom. The apostles are afraid of being killed for the gospel. And to this, Jesus says, don't be afraid. And don't you think that's asking just a little bit much, Jesus? Don't you think that's just a little bit much to ask? Occasionally, you'll meet people that say, I'm not afraid of dying. But isn't everybody afraid of being killed? Especially being killed for what you believe. Doesn't it make sense that we should be afraid of that? Well, from God's point of view, no, it doesn't. Believe it or not, absolutely everything is under God's control. This body's life is only temporary, and the soul lives forever. One of the things I love to meditate on is the lives of the saints who faced their own martyrdom. We'll talk about this through the year as these feast days come up, but it's amazing. None of the martyrs were afraid of dying. They all took Jesus' words to heart. They all went to death in peace, and sometimes they were in joy, and sometimes they were even cracking jokes. It's amazing. But Jesus says, be afraid, rather, of the one who can kill both body and soul in Gehenna. Gehenna is a metaphor for hell, if you didn't know that already. It was a valley on the south side of Jerusalem where it was used as the town garbage dump. And they always threw their trash in the bottom of the valley of Gehenna. Day or night, rain or shine, summer or winter, the fires never went out in the valley of Gehenna. Jesus says, be afraid of the one who can cast your body and your soul into Gehenna. I've been told that the Bible tells us 365 times, don't be afraid, be not afraid. Never counted for myself, but I've been told. Here's one thing I know for a fact. There's only one time in all the Bible in which God ever tells us to be afraid of anything, and it's right here. So who's the one who can cast body and soul in Gehenna who we're supposed to be afraid of? Is it the devil? Is it the demons? It is not. Devil has no authority to cast you into hell. Only thing the evil spirit can do is tempt you. St. John Chrysostom says that even your temptations only happen with the permission and authority of God, and often God commands the evil spirit to stop tempting you once he sees how weak you really are. So no, the one to be afraid of is not the devil or the evil spirits. Who are we supposed to be afraid of then? Who are we supposed to be afraid of? Well, as is so often the case, New Testament questions have Old Testament answers. It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. When the prophet Isaiah is talking about fear, he talks about the proper fear of the Lord, which isn't like being afraid of God. It's rather a reverence for God's power and awe. But he says, what we want to be afraid of is our own predisposition and ease with which we can commit sins. You want to be afraid of something, be afraid of how easy it is to slip into sin, how quick we are to justify ourselves, and how slow we are to admit our guilt and turn back to God. You want to be afraid of something, be afraid of that. Because the only demon in heaven or earth who has the power to cast you into hell is named ego. That's one thing that we do need to be afraid of. And pray for the grace to be strong. Thomas Aquinas once defined fear. He once defined fear. He said, fear is the knowledge that what you love could be lost, or what you hope for is threatened. St. John, though, said, perfect love casts out fear. And Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. That's why the deeper we keep our commandments, the deeper we love the Lord, and the deeper we love the Lord, the more we live our lives free from all fear. Blessed Mother is our greatest example of this, as she is in all the Christian virtues. And as we honor her today on this Saturday, let's ask for her prayers to help us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.